A peer-led program is helping Wisconsin teenagers address mental health challenges. Sources of Strength was created more than two decades ago and is used in schools across the state. It's one of the few programs with proven results to reduce suicide. Corinne Hess has more on how the program works at one suburban Milwaukee high school.
About 75 students are filing into the gym at Greendale High School. Most of them know each other, but there's still a nervous buzz in the air reminiscent of the first day of school. The teens are training to become peer leaders for Sources of Strength, a peer-led suicide prevention program. Once they're seated in folding chairs, social studies teacher Sarah Walczak jumps into the middle of the circle with an icebreaker and an odd request. If you didn't hear her, Walczak just directed the teens to throw one of their shoes into the middle of the circle. The student's job is to find the shoe of a classmate and bring it to them. Walczak says it helps the students to start to form connections.
Like, every game has a message about being vulnerable, but also working through that vulnerability and connecting with the people around you.
Sources of Strength uses trained peer leaders to model behaviors for the rest of the students. That includes identifying trusted adults and using healthy coping methods. Some of the strengths the program identifies includes family support, positive friends, and healthy activities. The program is designed to reach young people before they're in crisis, and it helps teens focus on the good things happening in their lives. In Greendale, one of the students throwing her shoes in the gymnasium is senior Eva Marquez. Eva is a peer leader, but at one time, she needed Sources of Strength to help her get through the ups and downs of high school.
I have a lot of past trauma in my life, and it has personally really helped me because a lot of the people in this group have already helped me in my own mental health struggles. So that's why I always love to keep coming back and keep supporting other people who have been through my same struggle.
Science teacher Zach Geiger helps advise the program at the suburban Milwaukee school. He says peer connections can't take the place of counseling or other mental health services, but they can help make sure teens who are struggling know how to reach out.
Their campaigns are trying to broadcast healthy ways to deal with big emotions or difficult times, and then connect their peers, who are school counselors, or connectors to our school psychologists.
Youth mental health is a chronic problem facing schools and families, and it has worsened since the pandemic. Nearly 60% of Wisconsin high school students have experienced at least one mental health challenge over the past year. That's according to the most recent Youth Risk Behavior Survey. For girls and LGBTQ+ students, the odds of experiencing anxiety and depression are even higher. Advocates of Sources of Strength say it's proven to be one of the few suicide prevention programs that works for teens. A three-year study published in the American Journal of Public Health found consistent evidence of positive effects from peer leaders on the rest of the students. State Superintendent Jill Underley is asking the legislature to spend $300 million on youth mental health in the next state budget cycle. At an event in Madison, she says the money will be used to expand programs like Sources of Strength.
They're rooted really in anti-bullying and making sure that every child and every school has that network. I mean, when you think about isolation and you think about depression, it's really, we have to make sure every kid is connected.
In Greendale, school leaders say the goal is to have 10% of students involved in Sources of Strength. An administrator says it's important that it represents the kids sitting at every lunch table. The school's almost there. With 75 students signed up as peer leaders this year, they've got 8% of the student body working to be positive role models. Corinne Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.